Wednesday night, or Zion El. So we were learning halachas about eating before Kiddush. Shabbos morning is a little more complicated, so to speak, than Friday night. Why? Because before davening, a person's, let's assume, allowed a drink, let's say a tea, a coffee, separate halachas, with sugar, not with sugar, but al kaponim, you could be drinking before davening. So the question is, so the din is, you don't have to, you couldn't do it. And you can't make Kiddush then, because it's not the Zman of Seuda, and it's also to eat, so it's not the Zman of Seuda. So there's no Chi of Kiddush now. So therefore, you can eat the things that you can eat before davening, you can eat before making Kiddush, because you can't eat a Seuda. So if it's not the Zman Seuda, it's not the Zman of Kiddush yet. And the idea is taka eating before you make Kiddush. So if it's not the Zman of Kiddush yet, there's no Isser. Now what about a Chole or a Zokain that could eat before davening? And he can eat even maybe a regular meal if he has to. So the Mishnah Berurah paskins that he makes Kiddush. That this person, it is a Zman of Seuda. And this person can't even drink water before he makes Kiddush. We're talking now again, before davening, he is allowed to eat even a meal. So he has to make Kiddush. Mishnah Berurah paskins, and he has to make Kiddush. And he can't even drink water before Kiddush. Others argue, Rav Moshe and other later Achrayim argue with Mishnah Berurah, and they say that Afal Pikein, you don't make Kiddush then. It's better not to eat maybe mazonos, and you try to get by on peiros, things that wouldn't constitute a suda, that would taka be better. If he has to mamash eat mazonos, then they say maybe you should taka do like the Mishnah Berurah and make Kiddush before eating mazonos. In other words, if you're not going to eat mazonos, so then don't make Kiddush. Don't make Kiddush, because they hold, you don't make Kiddush. But once you're eating mazonos already, mamash mazonos, mamash asuda, so then you should make Kiddush. Okay. Learning a little Chavis Halavos, Heshia number 30 in the Hagdama still. Amar HaMachaber, B'chimun Shamadati Al-Chi of Mitzvah Salavos, since I was oimed on the essentiality, the importance of Chiyuvei Mitzvah Salavos, no one has written a sefer with the halachas of explaining Avos Hashem and Bitachon and Yichud Hashem and so on and so forth. And I see that people don't are not aware of it. They don't know that they don't understand these mitzvahs. They don't do them because there's no sefer guiding them. I'm very thankful to Hashem that He woke me up. He inspired me to realize that there's this whole body of halacha, the ikrim of Yiddishkeit, that is being neglected. So I thank Hashem that I realized that. And I see v'risi b'maisi kadmenenu zechonam levracha. If I go back to Chazal, he says an interesting thought. He says if you look at the Mishnayos are klolim, really. They're general halachas, you know. So that's what they learned, general halachas, klolim. And when a case came up that was protiyusdik, so they applied the klal to the prat. But Mashenkein, he says, you look at the Pirkei Avos. So they right away get into the nitty-gritty of how a person should act and how a person should think and a person's attitude. And that, so you see that they felt is more nogeya. What's nogeya is nogeya, but what happens to be the klolim of regular halacha is what we call chavis haivarim. So you have to know the klolim. And if a case comes up, so you have to paskin it. So you have to extrapolate and you have to figure out what to do. But Chavis Halavos, like everything, is a world in itself. It's very hard to call them, and that's why you see in Pirkei Avos, it's right away much more detailed and more specific and more detailed than other parts of Shas, which are more in terms of generalities. Mimashay Mishtadlim, they were more specific and careful. Not careful, you can't say careful, more specific and more into. Spent more time learning Chol Vesatzma, Mimashay Mishtadlim, but told us Adina Vashelas, Anochis, Amusupokos, you know, to come up with Shilas, you know, Chakiris. They learned to call them if something came up, so they tutored Aduch and they figured out what the din is. But that's not what they. It sounds from the Chavis Halavas. This is what he's saying, that they spent their time focused on Chavis Halavas. You should have that lusum hoisa bechlole hadinim levarin yenisav aheter. Lachakach hayu mesaskim and mishtadlim levarin maaseyim vechavos libosam. They choice about the other shayla nachris mitoldas hadinim, a shayla that wasn't so poshut. Hayu ma'ainim bal they saw he b'derech hasvara. Motziim as dinam and iker shayi biyodam. But they wouldn't. Volume matridim daitem alehakoydim lochein. And when it came up, they when it got into it, but they wouldn't spend their time on it. But they show you in Yoni Olam Niklim Beinayim. They didn't feel it was important to store up that knowledge. If it's nogeya, you paskin it. The Mtiyah Shalem and Atoloda Shemotziyim Dinam and Ayesod the same, so they would be Ma'ayan in it, and they would Paskin, and they would go Bosarov, they had ways of dealing with it. But if you look at Masechas Avos, it's very specific, it's very detailed, it's very protheistic, and that's what they spent their time figuring out, that's what he Chavis Avos. Okay. Stop here.
If somebody who is becoming more religious, if they eat during eat before the davening, mezonos, they just, if you say tell them to make kiddush, they would listen. If I told the person to make kiddush, they'd probably make kiddush. I don't know if they'll stop not eating before
davening. No, I don't think he should. He's doing something wrong.